Comprensión de textos orales. Esta prueba consta de tres tareas. Primera tarea. Escuchará la grabación dos veces. Dispone de un minuto para leer el cuestionario.
Example.
This brings us to another, speaking of American holidays, there's another one that people may not think in the harvest vein, but that's the Kwanzaa Festival. And that was created in 1966 by a gentleman called Dr. Maulana Karenga, who was a professor of Africana studies. And he modeled it after harvest festivals and celebrations in ancient Africa. And it's celebrated between Christmas and New Year.
It's about community.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the word Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili phrase that means first fruits.
Extract 1.
Celebrated in late September and early October, the harvest festival called Chuseok is one of Korea's three major holidays. Like Thanksgiving in the U.S., the roads, railways, and airports in South Korea become jam-packed with people traveling home to celebrate with extended family and friends. Chuseok is a time to pay respect to the ancestors, so families often hold memorial services or visit the grave sites of recently deceased family members before returning home to a feast made from the fresh harvest.
Extract 2.
Moving on, we head next door to Korea's neighbor, China, where the autumn equinox also brings a harvest festival, known as the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival. Held on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month, typically around September or October, it's one of the most celebrated Chinese holidays. According to legend, the moon is at its brightest and roundest on this day and may inspire rekindled friendship or romance. The festival's traditional food is the moon cake, a flaky pastry stuffed with sweet or savory fillings.
Extract 3.
Now, on to a celebration that isn't tied to a geographic location, but to a faith. It's Sukkot, the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. It's the third of the Jewish pilgrimage festivals following Passover and Shavuot. All three mark different stages of the harvest. Sukkot signifies its end. The week-long celebration is not only a harvest festival, but also a time to commemorate the 40 years the Israelites were wandering in the desert. It's traditionally celebrated outside the home in makeshift huts, a symbolic reminder of the temporary dwellings Israelites inhabited during their time in the wilderness.
Extract 4.
Moving to the African continent, there's the Homo'o Festival in Ghana. This summer festival is a tradition of the Ga, the tribe that has historically populated the region in and around Accra, the capital of Ghana. A story passed down through the oral history of the Ga people tells of a time when a great famine befell the population. When the rains returned and food was plentiful again, the Ga created the Homo'o Festival, which literally means to hoot or ridicule hunger.
Extract 5.
Another celebration in West Africa is the Liberian Thanksgiving. This takes its inspiration directly from the American version, which isn't surprising given that Liberia was founded in the 19th century by freed slaves from the U.S. Liberian Thanksgiving is celebrated on the first Thursday in November. Many of the customs are the same, but there are a few culinary changes. Liberians, for example, eat mashed cassavas instead of mashed potatoes, and jazz up their poultry with a little spice.
Extract 6.
Canada's Thanksgiving actually predates the American version. when explorer Martin Frostbisher arrived in Newfoundland, Canada, in 1578, he celebrated with a small feast to give thanks for his safe arrival in the New World. And it's this event that is commemorated by contemporary Canadians on the second Monday in October. The earlier date is due to the fact that Canada is further north, which means its harvest season ends earlier than in the United States.
Extract 7.
Here in the United States, Thanksgiving dates back to the fall of 1621, when the Pilgrims celebrated their first successful wheat crop. The holiday has since evolved into a day in which bickering families and drunken friends gather to consume massive amounts of turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie, before lounging for hours in front of the TV or battling strangers during midnight Black Friday sales.
Dispone de 45 segundos antes de volver a escuchar la grabación. Example.
This brings us to another, speaking of American holidays, there's another one that people may not think in the harvest vein, but that's the Kwanzaa Festival. And that was created in 1966 by a gentleman called Dr. Molana Karenga, who was a professor of Africana studies. And he modeled it after harvest festivals and celebrations in ancient Africa. And it's celebrated between Christmas and New Year.
It's about community.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the word Kwanzaa comes from a Swahili phrase that means first fruits.
Extract 1.
Celebrated in late September and early October, the harvest festival called Chuseok is one of Korea's three major holidays. Like Thanksgiving in the U.S., the roads, railways, and airports in South Korea become jam-packed with people traveling home to celebrate with extended family and friends. Chuseok is a time to pay respect to the ancestors, so families often hold memorial services or visit the grave sites of recently deceased family members, before returning home to a feast made from the fresh harvest.
Extract 2.
Moving on, we head next door to Korea's neighbor, China, where the autumn equinox also brings a harvest festival, known as the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival. Held on the 15th day of the 8th lunar month, typically around September or October, it's one of the most celebrated Chinese holidays. According to legend, the moon is at its brightest and roundest on this day and may inspire rekindled friendship or romance. The festival's traditional food is the moon cake, a flaky pastry stuffed with sweet or savory fillings.
Extract 3.
Now, on to a celebration that isn't tied to a geographic location, but to a faith. It's Sukkot, the Jewish Feast of Tabernacles. It's the third of the Jewish pilgrimage festivals following Passover and Shavuot. All three mark different stages of the harvest. Sukkot signifies its end. The week-long celebration is not only a harvest festival, but also a time to commemorate the 40 years the Israelites were wandering in the desert. It's traditionally celebrated outside the home in makeshift huts, a symbolic reminder of the temporary dwellings Israelites inhabited during their time in the wilderness.
Extract 4.
Moving to the African continent, there's the Homo'o Festival in Ghana. This summer festival is a tradition of the Ga, the tribe that has historically populated the region in and around Accra, the capital of Ghana. A story passed down through the oral history of the Ga people tells of a time when a great famine befell the population. When the rains returned and food was plentiful again, the Ga created the Homo'o Festival, which literally means to hoot or ridicule hunger.
Extract 5.
Another celebration in West Africa is the Liberian Thanksgiving. This takes its inspiration directly from the American version, which isn't surprising given that Liberia was founded in the 19th century by freed slaves from the U.S. Liberian Thanksgiving is celebrated on the first Thursday in November. Many of the customs are the same, but there are a few culinary changes. Liberians, for example, eat mashed cassavas instead of mashed potatoes, and jazz up their poultry with a little spice.
Extract 6.
Canada's Thanksgiving actually predates the American version. When explorer Martin Frostbisher arrived in Newfoundland, Canada, in 1578, he celebrated with a small feast to give thanks for his safe arrival in the New World. And it's this event that is commemorated by contemporary Canadians on the second Monday in October. The earlier date is due to the fact that Canada is further north, which means its harvest season ends earlier than in the United States.
Extract 7.
Here in the United States, Thanksgiving dates back to the fall of 1621, when the Pilgrims celebrated their first successful wheat crop. The holiday has since evolved into a day in which bickering families and drunken friends gather to consume massive amounts of turkey, mashed potatoes, and pumpkin pie, before lounging for hours in front of the TV or battling strangers during midnight Black Friday sales.
Dispone de 45 segundos para completar la tarea. Fin de la primera tarea.